Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perches Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins. Somebody that wounds his friend, he's obligated to pay for five things, five types of damages, five categories of damages that he caused. Number one, ben nezek, you have to pay for the damage. That means to say for the devaluation of the person himself. Bitzar, you have to pay for the pain. Beripui, you have to pay for the doctor's bills. Bisheves, you have to pay for disability. Ubeboishes, and you have to pay for any type of shame that was caused through wounding the fellow. And now the Mishnah will explain each of these categories. Benezek keitzat, what does it mean that a person has to pay for the damages? Thima seinai, if he blinded someone's eye. Katas yodai, cut off his arm. Shiberes raglai, cut off his leg. Reinoi say kilu evan nimkar b'shuk, we view him as if he is a servant being sold in the marketplace. V'shamen kama yahayayafa, and we evaluate how much he was worth before the fellow was wounded. V'kamu yafa, and how much he's worth right now. And the differential is nezek, is the damages. Tsar, says the Mishnah, pain, how does one evaluate pain? Kiva'ai, let's say he bruised him or burned him, b'shvud, with a spit, abimastner, or with a hot nail. Even if he burned him on his nail, makom shein oisach habura, and it's a place where there really is no wound, there's just pain. So what do? We evaluate how much a person similar to this fellow, reitza lital, is willing to take lias mitzdarakach to be in this type of pain. Now the Rishonim here explain that there's nobody that, in their right mind, that's going to say, you know what, if you pay me X, Y, or Z, I'll let you wound me. Rather, what it means to say is, If we have a person that is supposed to undergo this type of pain, how much would he pay not to have that pain? Continues the Mishnah. Ripui, doctor bills. How does one evaluate doctor bills? He kahu, if let's say he hit him, chayv l'rapos, he has to pay for the doctor bills. Oluboy tzmachim, let's say the person got blisters. Imach masamako, if they're because of the wound, chayv, then he has to pay for healing that as well. Shaloi mach masamako, let's say it wasn't because of the wound. Butter, then he doesn't have to pay for it. Says the Mishnah, Chaysa, let's say the wound healed, Vinistera, and then once again it came back. Chaysa Vinistera, it healed and then it reopened. Chayiv l'rapos, you have to continue paying for the doctor bills. Chaysa Kotzarka, but once it fully heals and then something else happens in that spot, Eino Chayiv l'rapos, one no longer has to pay because we view it as if you already paid for the original wounding that you did. Sheves, says the Mishnah, disability. Royanoi say we evaluate the fellow ki'iluhu shomer kishuin as if he was a simple minimum wage watchman that watches gardens with gourds. Shekvar nosan loy dmei yodoy dmei ragla, because you already paid him for the value of the hand or the leg. That means to say like this: if the fellow is a craftsman, he has a specific employment, then you have to pay him for that disability, for not being able to work. But let's say the fellow doesn't work. So what do you give him? Says the Mishnah, give minimum wage. Now, why don't you say, what do you mean, but maybe he could have got a better job? The answer is because included in the fellow's payment is already nezek. You did already pay him for the value of his hand or his leg, so therefore you just pay him minimum wage. Says the Mishnah Boishas, embarrassment. How does one evaluate embarrassment? Hakoil lefi hamevayish v'hamispayish. It all goes according to the fellow that embarrassed and the wounded fellow that was embarrassed. Says the Mishnah, Hamevayish es ha'orim, somebody who embarrasses a naked person. The Mark explains we're talking about a situation where a person had some type of lapse of judgment and he picked up his clothing and you're able to see the fellow. And this fellow now went and he revealed him further. Or says the Mishnah, Hamevayish es ha'suma, a fellow who embarrasses a blind person so he can't really see who's seeing him. Nevertheless, there is embarrassment. V'amavayish is hayashin, or someone that embarrasses a sleeping person. Chayiv, in all these cases, you have to pay for the embarrassment. V'yashin shabiyish, but a fellow that was sleeping and he embarrassed someone in his sleep, pater, he doesn't pay because boishes, embarrassment is only if it's intentional. Nofam in hagag, if a fellow fell off of a roof, v'hizik ubiyesh, and he damaged someone as he was falling, and it was an embarrassment. Chayiv ala nezek, he pays for the damages. Upatra ala boishes, and he does not pay for the embarrassment. Shenemar, because the pasuk, when it speaks about embarrassment, the sources where it says v'sholcha yada v'achzika b'mevushav, it's talking about a situation where a woman is trying to defend her husband, and to do that she uses extreme measures and she wounds the other fellow in his private area. So the Mishnah there, we learn out, v'sholcha yadei v'achzika b'mevusha, where she intentionally stuck out her hand, eino chayev ala boishes atcheyem iskaven. A person is only liable for embarrassment when they do it intentionally. But if a person falls off a roof where it's not intentional, he doesn't pay for the embarrassment. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.